And next up on the call is Indiana's Terry Morin. After going 21-12 and reaching the second round of last year's NCAA tournament, the Hoosiers have all five starters and their top five scorers and rebounders back. That includes all Big Ten honorees Tyra Buss and Amanda Cahill. Coach, thanks for joining us today. If you could give us an opening statement, then we'll take questions from the media.
Great. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. We're excited about the start of the season. As mentioned, I feel like we're a veteran team. All of our starters return. We have added some new pieces in some of the young kids. Of course, we've also added Amber Dean, who's a fifth-year kid from Dayton. And so we're excited. We are just taking it one day at a time and one play at a time. And we're a lot different than we were a year ago in terms of the experience level. We've had some really good leadership in practice, and so that always makes a coach happy. But every day that we work is critical to our success. So just looking forward to, getting started here in the next few weeks.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions from the media at this time.
If you have a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Christy Winter-Scott, Big Ten Network.
Hi, Christy.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
I know as a coach you don't like to look at preseason polls per se, but the respect that Indiana was given this season being chosen number three in the preseason poll had to do something for the confidence of the team, or do you share that with them or not?
Well, there's no question that with social media and Twitter and, they seem to find things out before I do. So, of course, it was something that, had to be addressed. But we also warned them that preseason polls, although are good for media and outside opinion, I guess, really doesn't matter inside of our group. And, we realized that, again, last year was a very, very special season. It certainly gave us, getting to the NCAA, a new appetite. And, hopefully we can build off of that experience. It certainly does and has given our kids some confidence. But, look, we realize this. The Big Ten Conference is very good. Night in and night out, we're going to have to put our best effort on the floor. And we know that, and that's just based on the experience that we had a year ago in realizing and having an understanding of how difficult it is to get to the NCAA tournament.
And just to tag that real quickly, how important has it been for your team to return all five starters from last season with that understanding you were just speaking of?
Well, it's important. Our practices are so different. I've said this, in my first 2 years, it was a coach-driven program. And now fast forward to going into year three, now it's a player-driven program. And in between the lines, just the voices that I get to hear and be a part of every day with our seniors, Carly McBride and Alexis Gassion and Jan Anderson and Tyra Buss and, Amanda Cahill, what they've been providing us from a leadership standpoint is far different than I had, my first 2 years here. So certainly that helps. And as I mentioned, we do have some new pieces, and I feel like that that veteran group is really trying to bring those young kids along, and Amber Dean, and try to help them with just understanding what we're trying to do offensively, and certainly what our goals are defensively.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Debbie Antonelli, ESPN.
Terry, good morning.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hey, great. When you have the success that you had, and as challenging as it was to get to the second round of the tournament, how do you make sure that your players don't accelerate through the process? And then can you expand a little bit more on what you mean on some of the intangibles about a player-driven program?
Well, first of all, every practice is designed not to skip, those we're still building this thing here, Debbie, and so every day we have not, you know, I go back to my practices from my first year here to my second year here, now, like I said, going into the third year, and I have not accelerated the process. It's just that we've been able to get through some of our drills. Offensively, we look a little bit different because now we're a year into running, you know, our system. And like I said, certainly with the leadership, the expectation of, you know, I want to play fast, which means all of our drills, we have to get from A to B fast. And with my veterans knowing that, they've certainly helped with those young kids, you know, as far as their growth and understanding that, as I mentioned, it's hard to do what we do every day, and that's, you know, play at the highest level. The intangibles, what I'm speaking of, is just the voices that I hear is far different than we had, like I said, in my first 2 years. It was every single day, Coach Morin and her staff bringing the energy, doing a lot of teaching. And now it seems like, I'll just give you a great example of the other day. You know, we were doing a shell drill, and Jen Anderson's behind me, and she's coaching one of my freshmen up, and I stopped the play thinking that I was going to be the one able to make the correction. And before I can even get anything out, Jen's already, you know, Coach, I got this. Let me do this for you. And so that's what I'm talking about, the intangible things, what our kids are doing in terms of their communication, and trying to help our new kids out has just been something that, you know, I've waited for. But we're to a point now in our program where these kids understand the expectations and really have embraced the process of getting better every day. And not just for them individually, but, you know, for as our team. So it's kind of been a really you know, nice thing to watch, you know, from a coach's perspective.
Your next question is from John Blau, Herald Times, Bloomington.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Hi, John. I'm good, thanks.
You talked about some of those new pieces in the backcourt. You got Rhea Gully and Tia Albert. I know you like to play fast. Is a possibility that you play even faster? And defensively, do you think you could press more, being that you could rotate some pieces in that backcourt?
Sure. Without question, I think we can play faster. But, you know, here's what I've seen in practice, that we play – the fastest, I guess, when the ball's in Tyra's hands. So we're going to have to figure out how we can utilize Rhea Gully and Tia Albert, you know, in whether they're playing off the ball with Tyra or whether we're giving Tyra a blow. You know, you got Tia Albert at the point position. But, you know, we've scrimmaged a couple times. We've had officials in. And just watching, you know, film, we are faster when Tyra has a ball in her hands and she's hitting ahead. But I do think that the three of those kids are going to be able to play off each other, and they're going to get, there's no question they're all going to get minutes. And then defensively, you're right. I think we can do some unique things in dead ball situations off the free throw line, just to keep other teams off balance, because we are faster than we were a year ago when we certainly have more depth.
And we have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier.
What's up, Mike?
Hello, Terry. Hey, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Couple questions. One, I mean, you're in a program, at least from the outside, that has had no expectations placed on it, and now you have expectations placed on it, whether it be from the media or fans. I mean, how do you handle that with your team?
Well, I think one, we've embraced it. I mean, we've waited for I think Indiana women's basketball to have expectations placed on it, and so we're excited. You know, this is exactly where our team and you know, my players and our staff and myself, you know, this is exactly where we want to be, and we're embracing the expectations that come with you know, doing what we did a year ago. But you know, here's the deal in all this. It was, you know, that's in the past, and in order for us to have any sort of shelf life, we're going to have to put a couple of years of being consistent with winning and hopefully getting into the tournament, and that is a really difficult thing. So, you know, we're not going to get ahead of ourselves as far from that. But you know, we're excited to have the expectations. I don't think that any competitor would ask that you know, they don't have that on them.
And your Vanderbilt game, was that scheduled
uh-huh.
after Stephanie got the job, or before?
That was scheduled before. So we went down there a year ago and played Mel in a tournament, and then the deal was that they would come back to us. And so we're, you know, it's exciting, obviously, to have Steph back in the state, and you know, I'm sure she's done a tremendous job. Let me tell you this: there's talent there at Vandy, so I'm sure that she has already quickly put her stamp on what they're going to do offensively. I know this: they're gonna play fast. So I'm excited about the opportunity for Steph to come back to Indiana and bring her Vanderbilt team, and hopefully on that particular day we'll have a lot of Hoosiers, a lot of folks in Indiana that want to come out and watch both teams.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Mike.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best
Thank
of luck
you.
This season.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.